making whatever adjustments you need in your posture. So that you're embodying a wakefulness and a kindfulness. A receptivity towards the present moment and towards ourselves. Bringing forth to the mind intentions for practice. Intentions for curiosity, for kindness. For this receptivity. And I find that it can be helpful as I sit in stillness with the feet planted and the bottom evenly balanced and the hands soft to the lap and the spine straight but not stiff and the eyes soft and downwards. I find it helpful to also have a wee bit of a smile to help me with this kindfulness and this curiosity, this welcome. And so you may care to experiment with that. A little bit of an upturn to the corners of the eyes and the lips, smiling into the present moment. Breathing into the smile. Allowing a few nice breaths, perhaps a little fuller. And then letting the breath relax and be just as it is. Gathering ourselves into the present moment through breathing. Feeling the breath wherever it's easy for you. And bringing the attention back whenever you notice it's wandered. Just regathering and regathering again and again. Possibly counting the breaths up to 5 or 10, back to 1 when you get lost or when you get to 5 or 10 as a way to gather the awareness. possibly noticing different qualities to the breath as a way to cultivate interest. Is the breath tight or soft? Is it deep or shallow? Rough, smooth, wide, narrow? Each in-breath is unique. Each out-breath is unique. Always changing. As we notice different qualities to the breath, we might notice if the breath, the feeling tone of the breath, is pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. So for example, if it's tight, we might go, oh, tight, tight, unpleasant, unpleasant, and watch its changing nature in the sensation and in the pleasantness or unpleasantness. Breath feels deep and even, pleasant, pleasant, or maybe neutral, neutral. And we can watch that change too. A hand on the breath, at the belly, at the chest may help you connect with these sensations and their feeling tones. You can experiment with that as a way to cultivate interest. noticing if there's any struggle in the practice. If there's struggle, there may be a hindrance. Well, there is. Wonder what it is. Is there wanting, aversion, sleepiness, restlessness, doubt, uncertainty? Opening to any of these possible experiences. Recognizing them, allowing them, investigating them through the body. Now the awareness is keen, mindful again. We can see it as nature unfolding, working with the rain, if there's any struggle in the practice, about a hindrance or anything else. And then coming back to breathing. Gently letting the awareness expand now around the breathing. Let the awareness widen a little bit at a time, a few inches outwards, downwards, into the back. Taking in a little more of the body. Slowly letting the awareness of the breath go into the pelvic region. We're not making bigger breaths, just expanding the awareness. Sense of the breath going down the legs to the toes, but doing this incrementally over the next few moments. letting the breath, as you're ready, expand upwards as well, throughout the whole of the torso. Down the arms to the fingertips. And up through the neck and face and head, so that you have ultimately a sense of the breath together with the whole body. With breath and body as a whole, we're opening to all the sensations, the whole play of life, in one unified whole. And within this, we can notice particular sensations, possibly naming them, pulling, stretching, pulsation, tightening, vibration, tingling. And as we identify, awaken to different sensations, recognizing them, naming them, allowing them, we can also notice their feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, maybe neutral. And watch their changing nature of the sensations, of the feeling tones. The mind gets lost in some particular experience of the body, mind, or heart, using the rain practice, opening to it. And as it passes, returning again. Returning again to breath and body as a whole, and the whole play of life.